Her momentum, plus my maneuver, had her smashing into the wall. I leapt onto her before she had a chance to regroup, driving my knife into her heart and giving it two rough, satisfying twists.
Kitten, outside!
I was out the door barely in time to see Bones chasing the last vampire out of the club. So much for a nice, stealthy execution.
What the?
Thanks!
Hey!
I only paused long enough to snatch a phone away from a person in the parking lot. There was no time to retrieve mine from my car.
They'll call you back.
Bones was gaining on our last perpetrator. God damn, but I'd forgotten how fast he was.
Hello?
Tate!
Cat!
We need a containment group at the Gigi Club. Stat! Got vamp bodies, human bodies, three victims still breathing, and a hell of a lot of witnesses.
What are you doing there? That was supposed to be with us. Tomorrow night.
I jumped over a fence, ripping my borrowed dress, and played a brief game of speed frogger as I darted across a busy street.
Can't talk now. I'm chasing a vamp. I'll call you later.
Cat, what?
I threw the phone aside and pulled one of my knives. I couldn't see Bones anymore, but kept in the same direction across an empty soccer field.
Damn ankle straps!
I debated whether it was faster to stop and take off the heels, or keep running with the potential neck breakers. Wouldn't that make a charming epitaph? Here lies Cat. Killed not by Fang, but Ferragamo's. I saw a flash of green up in the distance, inside a fenced construction site. Screw the heels. Full speed ahead. At this hour, the crews were long gone. I got there just as Bones jerked his blade out of the vampire's chest.
Oh, good. No witnesses to worry about.
You and I need to talk, kitten.
Now?
I gestured to the dead vampire near his feet.
It's not like he's going anywhere, so yeah. Now.
How stupid. I'd felt so comfortable in our routine of hunting down the bad guys that I'd let myself end up in a deserted construction site with him. If I were smart, I'd have stayed back at the club and let Bones chase down the last vamp himself. At once, I began to back away.
Don't you move another step.
I have to go back to the club. My team's on the way.
Do you still love me?
The question almost made me trip. I looked away, biting my lip and hating myself for the lie I was about to tell.
No.